is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that could in my life that this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel radio, serving all of Senla.
And yesterday when I learned.
At 88.1.
So
welcome to the Media Ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Werner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Werner.
Good morning, everybody. Get on your feet. Let's give God some praise this morning.
this is the day that the Lord has made. It is a special day. Not that we know for sure, not that we know definitively, that Jesus was born on this particular day. But we do know that he was born. And we do know that he was born to bear our sins, to take them to Calvary's cross, to shed his precious blood so that we might have eternal life with him. So that's why we celebrate, amen? We've come to celebrate Jesus. And somebody said to me, Pastor, a lot of churches aren't having church today. I said, well, they have to do what they feel like doing, but the Lord said we need to have church today, amen? And I want to thank all of you, wow, amen, who have shown up in the house of the Lord today. I want to call your attention for just a moment to the book of Revelations. And I know someone is saying, what kind of message, Christmas message, can possibly come out of the book of Revelations? But there is a word from the Lord in Revelations chapter 3. And we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. Revelations chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6, there you will find these words. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Then, if you will, turn to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations. Revelations chapter 21 and jump down to verse 27. And there you will find these words, Revelations 21 and 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Many of you remember, I know that in my childhood, we had some very special shows that we would watch. I don't know if they even show those shows anymore. I don't know that if children watch them, if they show them. But we had some real special shows like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we had shows like Frosty the Snowman. And there was one, you know, a lot of those songs, we still remember those songs. Yes. One of them said, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. And I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Then it went on to say he's making a list and checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming. Do y'all remember that? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when he knows if you've been bad or good, Tracy. So be good, for goodness sake. Santa Claus is coming to town. Thank you, ushers. Amen. And in a real sense, those songs and those shows had very little reason, had very little to do with the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. Amen. Thank God that my parents brought me to church, that my mother made sure I got to church to find out the real reason for the season. And we're up in here on this 25th day of December 2022 because we know the real reason for the season. Come on, where are my folk who will help me testify that Jesus is the reason for the season? And as happy as I was as a child to know that Santa Claus was coming to town, I've got to tell you that now that I'm a believer, and since I've been a believer, I get real joy in knowing that Jesus is coming to town. Tell your neighbor, he's coming back again. Amen. He's already been here one time. He was born in Bethlehem's manger. Amen. Born of a virgin by the name of Mary, and Joseph was his earthly father. He was born there in a manger because the record was that there was no room for them in the inn. Oh my, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The record is that wise men came from afar, and three three kings from Orient came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They came to give these precious gifts to the newborn king. And we thank God, amen, for Christmas. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God that he was born in a manger. And in that song that we used to sing as children, we said that Santa was making a list. And he was checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. When we study the book of Revelations, we discover that God is making a list. Amen. There really are two lists there. There's one list that talks about the fact that he knows what we go through day by day. He's keeping note. He's keeping a record of our trials and our troubles and our tribulations. He knows about our tears. He knows about our heartaches and our pains. He's keeping a list of all the folk, all the lies folk have told on us. He's keeping a list of all of the suffering that we had to go through. Is there anybody who's glad to know that you serve a God who knows when you can't sleep at night? He knows when you're going through heartache and pain. He knows when your money is funny and your change is strained. Amen. He's keeping a record of it. He's making a list. The Bible says he even has a list. He knows the number of hairs on our head. I'm so glad that I serve a God who knows about my life's troubles, who knows about my life's pains. But then he says there's another list. Says that on that other list, amen, that if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have received him and accepted him as your Lord, he says that your name will be on that other list. Is there anybody who wants your name to be on that other list? The Bible says that unless your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will be eternally separated from God. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He knows who's naughty or nice. And one thing I've discovered about Christmas is that almost everybody has at least one list. We all, amen, for the most part, have one list, especially the children. And we've all been children, so we've had that one list. Y'all know that one list, the want list. Do I have a witness here? Amen. Any parents here who have received, amen, a want list from your children, what they want, amen? I can remember as a child, I wanted a racetrack. I wanted the electric train set, and I wanted a chemistry lab. If I got those three things every year, I was happy, amen. I wanted my chemistry lab that had all of the chemicals in there, and I could experiment with stuff, and amen, and test stuff. I wanted microscopes and telescopes. That's the stuff I wanted. I know, amen, a lot of my friends wanted footballs and basketball, but y'all can look at me and tell I wasn't one that did a whole lot of running up and down anybody's court, amen. But I love looking in the microscope, and I'd go and get ants and build. I had an aquarium that I put ants in it and dirt and had me an ant farm in my bedroom. I would go sometimes and thank God for his covering, amen, because I like going to the railroad track, and I'd get there when the train was coming by, and every time a wheel would go by, I'd put a penny on the track. Put a rock, and I wanted to see the train crush it. Amen. That's the kind of fun I had as a kid. How many of you remember your childhood? Remember, yeah, I'm looking at some of y'all. Some of y'all had baby dolls. Amen. And some of y'all still got baby dolls. All right. But thank God for Christmas. Thank God for the gifts that we received at Christmas. Almost all of us had a want list. But I want to come this morning and tell you that besides your want list, there are two or three other lists that every believer ought to have. Amen. Amen. If you are a believer, besides your want list, you ought to have a give list. Tell your neighbor, you ought to have a give list. Because every believer has an obligation to consider ways in which he or she may become a blessing to somebody else. That's the whole spirit of Christmas. The spirit of Christmas is giving. It is the spirit of sharing resources, no matter how meager they appear at the moment. Neighbors, friends, relatives, and even those who are unknown to us ought to be included on the list.
Your gift may be a donation of your time to sit with some elderly person or some infirm person. Amen. Your give list ought to, maybe you want to be one of those bell ringers you see at the mall with the Salvation Army. You may be among those called upon to prepare food for the homeless or to comfort a lonely heart. The underlying idea behind Christmas is to point out in a very real way how God gave the world his son to bring life. We ought to give to others, amen, the hope and the same hope and joy as well. If we're not perpetuating the gospel of Christ, we're not giving folk what they really need. How many of you know there's some neighbors, there's some folk not down the street, I'm talking about next door, there's some folk who need to know about Jesus and about him being born one day, amen, one Christmas morning. They need to know that he came. They need to know why he came. They need to know what they get when they believe that he came. Thank God for Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you ought to have a give list. You ought to have a give list, and it ought not be a short list. When you run out of money, your give list ought to include your time. When you run out of time, your give list ought to include your talents. At Christmas time and every time, we ought to be willing to give until we can feel the joy in our giving overflowing from somebody else's heart into our own. So we ought to have a give list. But can I tell you, not only ought we ought to have a give list, we ought to have a forgive list. Am I by myself in here this morning? Amen, amen. If Christmas is a time of giving, then it also ought to be a time of forgiving. It's the time that we consider that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That means that from the coming of Christ until the present moment, heaven has been preparing a list of people that have been forgiven. Anybody in here glad that you're on the forgiven list? And as believers, we ought to start our own forgive list. Put that person's name on the forgive list that's caused you the most trouble. Yeah, put that person on there that has given you the most grief. Put that person on there that has lied on you and talked about you. And I know I got some witnesses in here. Sometimes it's the folk you've done the most for. Sometimes it's the folk that you've ridden in your car, that you've let sleep in your house, that you've let eat at your table. Those are the same folk that have the nerve, that have the unmitigated gall to talk about you and lie on you. But amen, this Christmas Sunday morning, you ought to go ahead and put them on your forgive list. Put them on there. Amen, amen. It will be literally impossible for us to see Jesus and enjoy his forgiveness if our forgive list is empty. Y'all hear what we pray, don't you? Forgive us our debts as we forgive others. Make a list and check it twice. You ought to have a give list. You ought to have a forgive list. But then finally, as we come together on this Christmas Sunday morning, should we not only have a give list, and not only should we have a forgive list, but we ought to have a thank you list. Do I have any witnesses in here today? I said we ought to have a thank you list. We ought to take note of all that the Lord has done in our lives. Amen. We ought to take note, because y'all know millions didn't make it. I'm talking about COVID right now, but amen, if you're up in here this morning, many of you have had COVID in your body, but you're still here. That ought to be on your thank you list. You ought to have it on there that he woke you up this morning. That ought to be on your thank you list. Food on your table, that ought to be on your thank you list. Amen. Clothes on your back, that ought to be on your thank you list. And when the temperature dropped right here in Leesville down to 18, and I don't know about y'all's phones, but my phone says feels like -1. I put on Facebook, feels like what? -1. But if you had a house to go to, if you had any kind of heat up in there, I don't care if it was a space heater, if it was central air, if you had cover you could get under, that ought to be on you. Do y'all know there were folks sleeping out in the cold? Do y'all know that in Lafayette and Baton Rouge and New Orleans, they had to open up warming centers because there are thousands of folk who don't have a house to go to, but they had a place they could go and get a little warmth? That ought to be on your thank you list. Come on, where are my folk that can tell God thank you this morning? I'm reminded of this little girl in her schoolroom class. The teacher had given them an assignment around Thanksgiving. The teacher gave every student in the class a sheet of paper, and the teacher said, your assignment is, I want you to write on your piece of paper some things that you have to be thankful for. And they got to write, and they got to work, and kids were turning in their papers, but there was one little girl at the back of the classroom, and she